President Joe Biden granted clemency to nearly 1,500 individuals Thursday, December 11th, marking the largest single-day action of its kind in U.S. history. The White House announced that the initiative includes commutations for those who served at least 1 year in home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic and 39 pardons for Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. The clemency actions focus on reuniting families, strengthening communities, and reintegrating individuals into society, according to the White House. The initiative, the administration said, reflects Biden's commitment to criminal justice reform and second chances. Pardons were granted to individuals convicted of nonviolent offenses, including drug-related crimes. Among them are a decorated military veteran, a nurse who led emergency response efforts during natural disasters, and an addiction counselor who helps young people avoid destructive behavior. The commutations cover individuals released under the CARES Act, a COVID-era policy that allowed some federal inmates to serve their sentences at home to reduce the virus's spread in prisons. Many of these individuals have since found employment, pursued education, and demonstrated rehabilitation. Biden's clemency actions surpass those of prior presidents at this stage of their terms. He has also issued categorical pardons, including those for individuals convicted of simple marijuana possession and LGBTQ+ former service members penalized under outdated military policies. Advocacy groups and lawmakers are urging Biden to extend clemency further, including to individuals on federal death row. Attorney General Merrick Garland paused federal executions earlier in Biden's term, but advocates remain concerned about possible policy reversals under future administrations. This announcement follows Biden's recent controversial pardon of his son, Hunter Biden, convicted of gun possession and tax evasion. The decision, criticized by both parties, has intensified calls for broader clemency measures. Biden is expected to issue additional clemency orders before leaving office in January as part of ongoing efforts to address sentencing disparities, promote equity, and provide meaningful opportunities for rehabilitation.